The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Last Monday, we were bombarded with text messages from listeners telling us that parks and beaches around Dublin were packed with people, and you wouldn't think there was a lockdown at all at the moment. So over the last weekend, we sent our reporter Barry White out to find out for himself. Good morning, Barry. How busy was it?
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, look, it was pretty busy. I suppose, firstly, the first thing I noticed was Friday evening, there was a lot of traffic coming out of Dublin. So that tells us that despite being told to work from home, a lot of people were still going to work in offices in the city. Now, over the weekend, yeah, it was also very, very busy. I walked around the Phoenix Park, the War Memorial Gardens, and the gardens at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, which are all within my 5K. So, yeah, lots of people out and about, walking with their family and friends, walking their dogs, people out jogging, people out cycling, basically people everywhere, yeah. So if you just landed here from another planet and didn't know what was going on, then you definitely wouldn't think there was a lockdown in Dublin over the weekend. But generally, Pat, from what I could see, people were keeping their distance. I only saw a couple of large groups of people gathering in Phoenix Park, but the majority of people out walking were wearing masks. And these are large outdoor areas where it's easy to space out. So I think everyone who was out and about were generally being safe. And here's just some of the views of some people I spoke to in Phoenix Park.
I think people are being safe. Like, there's less people around in Dublin. We're out for a walk because it's the only thing you can really do at the moment. And going to just go for a walk and be socially distant from everyone else. I don't think there's much risk in that. But I think people are being safe and being sensible.
Well, I'm out for my own sanity. Like, you know, you can't stay inside all the time. It's sunny day. Like, you know, we don't get too many non-rainy days in January. Like, to stay tucked up inside is doing more harm than good for yourself.
There does seem to be a lot of people about, though, but would you have any concerns?
No concerns. Like, walking by people, maybe, but, like, you're outside walking by people. Certainly in the supermarkets and stuff, it's a lot more crowded than outside in the fresh air. Like, if I walk by somebody, I'm not concerned.
Well, we live nearby, we're here a lot, but we're stuck in the house so much of the time at the moment, we have to get out. And I suppose I take an approach to look around to see what it's like when I get to a place, and it didn't look too bad here, so we just decided to walk around. We haven't been anywhere near anybody really. So
do you think most people are spaced out and are being safe?
For the large majority, I'd say yes. Very few people either don't have a mask on or are being too close to one another, in my opinion. I'd say, generally speaking, it's very well observed, yeah.
I usually take a big trip to and from school, so that's obviously been cut out, and that's kind of hard. I'd say people probably are being safe. And it is pretty important to go for a walk. None of my friends really do go for walks, and they're all staying at home on their phones or whatever. I don't really think much people are getting out now.
Now, Barry, you say from what you witnessed that most people were being safe, but some of our listeners have been getting in touch telling us they've seen coffee trucks and coffee kiosks popping up all around the city. Did you spot any of those pop-ups?
Yeah, certainly did. And look, these coffee trucks are popping up everywhere around the city. And when I walked around on Saturday, like I say, I went to the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, to the War Memorial Gardens, and then to Phoenix Park. And then that walk alone, I came across 6 different places selling coffee. And I spoke to the owner of Dash Coffee in Castleknock on the edge of Phoenix Park, which is a business that newly opened during the pandemic. And it can be very, very busy. The owner, Martin McCaffrey, explained to me that when his pub and restaurant, The Hole in the Wall, was forced to close, he had to come up with a new business venture simply to bring in some kind of finance.
The Container Coffee Shop is on the edge of the Phoenix Park, and it's opened all day, and it has proved to be an incredible success for us here in The Hole in the Wall, and we look forward to progressing with it.
How busy have you been? How many customers a day would you have?
I'm not sure how many customers a day, but it's all day long. We open at 7:30 in the morning to 8:00 at night, and we have different kind of personas that we beam in on at different times of the day. We beam in on the children maybe in the afternoon, or the keep fit people in the evenings. And so it's different personas, different times of the day. But at all times of the day, there is people looking for coffee. Coffee really is, it's a social event. So people come, meet their friends for a coffee, and it's nearly the new pub as I see it at the moment. And so many publicans have come to us. They have car parks that are empty, and they see maybe a Dash container in their car park as being an option for the future.
We're going to be in lockdown for another 6 weeks at least. Do you see more businesses like your own popping up around Dublin, popping up around the country?
There will be a lot of this type of containers, horse boxes, caravans popping up around Dublin, food trucks. They're all becoming really, really popular. Once again, the cost of entry to the market isn't what it is to open a pub. There's no rates, and the cost of entry is a lot smaller than it is. And that, I think, is why so many people have come to us and approached us to maybe take our concept into various locations. And that has been really throughout Ireland, we've got inquiries.
And that's Martin McCaffrey. And now, we all see the queues at the various places selling coffee, especially during the weekends, Barry.
Yeah, look, I did see queues at these places selling coffee. But again, from what I could see, Pat, everyone in the queues were socially distanced. They were wearing masks. None of these businesses take cash. They take card only. And then there is no seating, so people can't get their takeaway coffee and sit down in crowds. They get their coffee and they just have to walk around. So there is no sitting around. So unless they find a bench in Phoenix Park or somewhere like that, that's the only place they can really sit around. At Dash Coffee in Castleknock, there were people literally queuing for 20, 30 minutes. But again, that was because they were so spaced out. And I asked the owner, Martin McCaffrey, what was he actually doing to ensure his business was safe?
Well, at the weekend, we have two members of staff on the queues. We encourage people to stay 2 metres apart. You don't go to Dash unless you have a face mask on. We have full COVID protection with the staff inside Dash, sanitising facilities outside. So all over the weekend, yes, the park is busy. It's a huge amenity for us and the people of Dublin. And we put two people on to ensure that the queues are socially distanced. I know it's not mandatory, but we do try and encourage people to wear the masks. All our staff wear masks, and we do encourage people in the queues to wear masks.
For the people who may text in to News Talk and they're saying, oh, I noticed a queue of 30, 40 people were meant to be in lockdown. These coffee places should be closed. What do you say to those people?
Well, I don't think it's any different to just getting a coffee. There's a lot of the coffee places are open at the moment. Supermarkets are still open. So we're just staying within the parameters. We're not breaking the law. We're keeping within the law. And we're remaining open as best we can with extra staff to ensure the social distancing is adhered to.
So Martin is doing everything within his powers to make sure that people socially distance, encouraging people to wear masks in the queue and so on. But there's only so much that he can do. But I suppose the big question is, why are so many people so happy to queue, perhaps for a long time, for a simple cup of coffee?
Well, I think it's because, and I can talk from personal experience here, Pat, a lot of people I know in Dublin are living in cramped apartments with maybe 3 or 4 people. In some of these places, you might have everyone in the house or apartments working from home during the week, so we can get a bit claustrophobic, I suppose. So getting out for a walk or a coffee is all some people have at the minute. I know myself, I would go off my head if I didn't get out for a walk or a coffee. And you can do that and still be safe. And if you are within your 5K, you are doing nothing wrong. And like I say, personally, I think it's great just to get out for a walk and get some fresh air, especially when it's dry, like the weather we're having at the minute. And these people who were queuing for coffee at another truck at the Irish Museum of Modern Arts told me if the queues were not socially distanced or there were people not wearing masks, then they'd simply leave the queue.
No, not really. But we just keep our distance as long as we're not going to be around full of crowds of people.
How often would you come out for a takeaway coffee?
We'd say about two or three times in a week.
Why is it you're coming out even though we're being told to
it's
stay at
like
home at the minute?
It's just the air and, you know, like, they're not stressing about it, and don't really have too much going on in our minds. It's like, you know, it's just to meet up every now and again when we can. So it's not like the way we always would.
And have you noticed queues at coffee trucks where people are getting takeaway coffees?
No.
No. No queues around here. No, that's why I like around here, because it's real open space and it's not really that busy, and there's loads of like space between each bench. Now, we always sit here and go for a while. Like, if you see a queue, don't. If you see it packed out now, don't go. Like, you know, being your own personal responsibility, really. But we come out for an hour and then we go then. We come out for an hour and that's it. So I think you should be allowed out and go for a walk for an hour. Everybody is mental, for your mental health and all, and everything you need to get out for, have a walk and meet a friend.
I suppose it's the closest thing to normality that many people can aspire to. Barry, thank you very much for that fascinating report on why people just love coffee nowadays. We'll have news next.
The Hard Shoulder on News Talk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.